Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the great mystery, in a way, is why she's ever been planning to go ahead with it. We've known for weeks that she didn't have the votes to win it. She wasn't even close to having the votes to win it. They seem to have thought that if they gave people the deal, that they might warm to it when they saw it. But if anything, the opposite has happened. And more and more people have been coming out against it, either because they think that it's too hard a Brexit, or it's not hard enough a Brexit, or they are realizing all the various problems with it and nobody can see any advantages. And so today she announced that she clearly wasn't going to get it through, so she was going to put it on hold for now.
What about the future of not only Brexit, but Prime Minister May? I mean, some Brexit opponents could turn this around and use this against her, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, they already are. And May today, it has to be said, I mean, incredible stamina, gave a statement that lasted for close to 3 hours in Parliament, taking question after question after question. But she got about three sentences into her statement before she was just greeted with laughter in the Commons and had to stop to let people calm down. So her authority, which sort of seems constantly to ebb away, continues to ebb away. Conservative MPs continue to be angry, to feel that things aren't going very well. The thing that's keeping her in place is that, apart from the fact that replacing her will be difficult, it's not clear that anyone who replaces her will face exactly the same parliamentary arithmetic that she faces. So it's not obvious who in the Conservative Party would be able to get any deal through any better than May can.
So ultimately, Robert, is it possible that Brexit never happens?
Anything is possible, Mike. Anything's possible. I still think probably it happens. I mean, we're on a legislative path now. If nobody does anything, Britain leaves the European Union without a deal on March the 29th. And so something has to happen to change that. I think it's more likely that you get a soft Brexit. It's more likely that May's deal, at some point people look at it and say, well, I'd rather have this than any of the alternatives, which essentially is how May is selling it. She's not saying it's beautiful. She's saying it's the least ugly version out there. But the whole process is looking madder and more fraught today than it did last week. And it looked pretty mad and fraught last week.
Well, it is something else. Bloomberg's Robert Hutton. Robert, great insight. Thanks for your time today.
Cheers.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.